Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Hello and welcome to the latest episode of the Two Robbies podcast, your destination for in-depth discussion and analysis of the Premier League and the Champions League. I'm Robbie Musto, and this is a special edition of the Two Robbies podcast. I sat down with Jordan Henderson to talk about the season so far, his relationship with Fabinho midfield, how he adapted his game over the years at Liverpool, and also how, if anything, has changed with Jurgen Klopp with his almost 6 years the football club.
So Liverpool's injury issues, Jordan, of last season are well documented. Most are back fit now, and the group is looking pretty strong so far the first part of the season. How would you summarise how the squad looks at this moment?
I think it looks strong. You know, we've started the season really well. We've got great depth within the squad. The team's been rotated at times, but always looked strong, and performance level has been good, so that's important. Because you're going to need everyone throughout the season with the number of games that we've got. So overall, it's been a positive start, but still a long way to go.
Mm. And yourself, we talk about injuries. You were one of the players that missed a big chunk towards the end of last season with a groin injury. How is it, and how are you, and does it bother you at all now?
No, I feel really good. I'm in good shape. You know, of course, I missed the end of the season and then sort of done well to get back for the Euros, but still wasn't sort of 100%. But yeah, trained for like a pre-season after that on my own and then with the team. So I've had quite a long time of building back up and training. So it's nice to be back playing games and physically feeling good.
I'm sure it's nice as well, mate, to be playing games in midfield. And you and Fabinho, of course, have looked really good together. Give us a little insight into what it's like playing with Fabinho in that area and how your role kind of changes when you play with him.
Yeah, I love playing with Fab. You know, he's such a fantastic player, reads the game so well, breaks play up, good on the ball. And yeah, to play with him is amazing, really, you know, especially when I'm playing in the eight, a little bit more advanced, you know, when you've got him behind you to protect and sort of stop counter-attacks and stuff. It's gives me a little bit more license to get forward, which I've been enjoying. But yeah, incredible player and fantastic to play with.
Mm. And Anfield, mate, tell us what it's like with those fans back in the stadium and playing in front of them again this season.
Yeah, incredible. You know, it's amazing to have them back, of course, at Anfield, you know, but everywhere, really, away games with the atmosphere and stuff has been much, much better. Totally different game without them, as we've seen over the past year or so. So, no, amazing to have all the fans back in the stadiums, and it makes such a big difference to the players and the way football's played, really.
Do you think it adds a focus to the players? Like, there's instant feedback now when you're playing. Like, I'm sure it's crazy with nobody in the stadium. Do you think it puts certain players under a bit more pressure, or does it sharpen up your game a little bit with the fans being in there?
I think it just adds a bit more of the emotional side in. You know, when you sort of you can hear the crowd reacting to certain things, and yeah, of course, it'll apply more pressure at times to players. So that's all part and parcel of football. You know, that's what we grew up with. So to not have that was a different experience, and it wasn't the same, of course. So like I said, to have them back, it's been amazing.
Mm. Just thinking about yourself, Jordan, with your career there, I think 10 years now at the football club. Do you feel like, when you look back at the beginning of your career at Liverpool, did you ever think it would go on this long? And I guess more importantly, have you had to adapt your game to remain a really important part of the team over that period of time?
To be honest, when I first came, you never really think about how long you're going to be there. You just sort of know that you're coming to a huge football club and you want to give absolutely everything to be successful there, and that's all I continue to do. No one ever knows how long something's going to last. Of course, one day it's going to stop, but I hopefully that won't be for a very long time. But you just never know in football, you know, it changes so quickly. So for me, I just enjoy playing for this club every single day in training, every game, and try and give me absolute everything to be better, to try and help the team become successful. And yeah, that's all I've ever tried to do. And the answer to your second question in terms of have I adapted my game, I think I've learned and improved my game over the number of years that I've been here, especially under Jurgen, who, you know, I probably would, at the beginning of playing more of a six and a deeper midfielder, I'd never really done before. I feel as though since I started playing there a few years ago, you know, it was difficult at the beginning, but I learned, improved, and I think I can play that position well now, but also I can still play my natural position, which is an eight, getting up and down, box to box, a bit more of all action as well, which I enjoy. So I would say I have adapted and I have learnt different ways in how I play, but that's part and parcel of being a footballer. You always learn, you always want to improve and be better and be able to adapt in different positions wherever the team need us, really. And there was times last year I had to play centre-half, which I didn't particularly enjoy, but sometimes you've got to just do it for the team and what's needed, and I'll always do that. So yeah, I think there's parts of us that has adapted, and I think that's essential in modern day football, but at the same time there's still attributes there that I've had my whole career as a player, really.
Yeah, interesting. Last one, mate, just in terms of talking about change and adapting, do you think Jurgen Klopp, we're almost at 6 years now at the football club, can you give us like a thought of whether you think he's changed? Has the club changed him? How different is he now than what he was at the start of his reign at Liverpool?
I think the gaffer will always try and improve as well and be better and look at different ways tactically and how he can improve his squad, how he can improve the players that he has and how to be successful. So of course I think he'll always continue to progress and want to improve as a manager, and he's done that since he first came to the club. You know, what he's achieved here and what he's done for this football club is incredible, and like I say, hopefully there's even more to come in the near future.
The spirit of performance defines Acura, and now it's electric. Introducing the all-electric ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. While what powers their cars may change, the energy that makes Acura never will. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all on its own. With a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system, up to 313-mile range on a single charge, and A-Type S variant with an estimated 500 horsepower, the ZDX is everything they said electric never could be. It was built with a driver in mind, just like Acura's been doing since the beginning. We could talk all day, but the only way to experience the electric performance is to drive it yourself. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
Rob, it's fascinating, isn't it, when you think of Jordan Henderson? I mean, I go back to the time he was signed from Sunderland to Liverpool, and I can remember distinctly Sir Alex Ferguson had made some comment about this midfield player with a funny running gait that he never thought would be a top-class player. And kind of, you know, when someone like Sir Alex makes that kind of comment, people stand up and listen, and kind of put him on the back foot a bit with Liverpool. So in terms of from when he started and obviously taking over from Steven Gerrard as captain, I think he's had to come through some difficult times, hasn't he, to get to where he is today?
Yeah, and it takes all types. It takes all types of footballers to make a team. And Jordan Henderson is never going to be that super technical Thiago type or even Steven Gerrard's kind of ability. But he's proved to be important over a long period of time. And that's valuable. And I value that because I was similar, not at his level, of course, or at that level of club. But I had to adapt my game. And that's why I asked him about adapting his game and, you know, his adaptation and improvement needed to stay at Liverpool Football Club, you know, a giant of a club. And how he kind of talked about Jurgen Klopp basically taught him how to play as the holding player, the number six that Fabinho's doing right now. But it was interesting. He kind of smiled and talked about, but it's a number eight that I'm natural, really, box to box, getting forward to try and help create and score, but also get back and help as well. So a good example of a player that's used everything that he's got, a particularly strong mind and leadership abilities to have a pretty fantastic career at this club.
And just finally, mate, we went to Liverpool's training ground. The start of the season, they won the title. They just won the Champions League. And we sat down with Jordan Henderson then, didn't we? And I remember we were in a call heading back to hotel and said, he's right up for it, isn't he? This team looked like they're right up. And I know you touched on spirit in the interview with Jordan here. Do you get the sense they're in that kind of space again, like they're right up for it again?
Yes, I do. And, you know, I thought after he answered that question, I thought, well, maybe that's a silly question. He's always going to say, yeah, we're up for it. But the way that he kind of like laughed is like, really? You don't think that we're going to be up for a title challenge? And he's, yeah. But I wanted to ask a question. I think we talked about it. Mm. Like Jurgen Klopp after a disappointing season, you know, way off the pace last year, not like them at all. Can they regroup and go again? I guess he's always going to say, yeah, but I think we're seeing it. I think we're seeing it now with the way the team is playing and the drive is there. Anfield is buzzing for the fans again. They want another title, Rob, where they can properly celebrate when they lift that trophy. But it's a lot of work to do, and it's just confirmation that, yeah, he's up for it. Yeah. The team are up for it. We've watched the games recently, and they look pretty blooming good as well. So, yeah, it was fascinating, some of the answers he gave there. And, we can read between the lines a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Being players and understand what he means. And he looks pretty confident that they can win it this year.
Final question, my friend. And we asked Lady Lowe on the Lowdown about a week ago, same question. Is Jordan Henderson now a Liverpool legend? Is he in that category of legends at this great football club who've had some magnificent players down the route?
You know what? It's a difficult question. I'm going to say yes, because you win the Premier League title. Mm. You lift the European Champions League as captain. That's kind of legendary. Is he a legendary Liverpool footballer in terms of that side of things? Maybe not. It's a brilliant club with some amazing players. Steven Gerrard was such an amazing player, Rob, but didn't have the success that Jordan Henderson's had. So you could maybe cruelly say that he's benefited from a club that got took over by an unbelievable manager and he's had a great run. But when you see the images of Jordan Henderson with his mouth wide open, screaming and lifting those trophies, that's pretty special. So, yeah. He's going to go down as a Liverpool legend.
Brilliant stuff, mate. Great interview with Jordan Henderson. Great to get an insight into an England captain. Let's see if they can go on and finish off and win that title again this year. We're going to take a break as the Premier League grinds to a halt for international games. We'll be back next week to take a look at match week 8. And don't forget, we've got the FanFest coming up from LA at the Coliseum. If you want to get tickets for that, go to nbcsports.com/Premier League Mornings Live. You can get tickets and come down and see Mr. Musto, Mr. Earl. The two Robbies will be there, Tim Howard and our very own Lady Lowe. But for now, I'm Earl, he's Musto. Together with the two Robbies, thanks for watching and listening. Be safe, stay healthy. It's a good night from me.
And it's good night from him.
Good night.
Good night.
Doers, mowing season is here. With Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now you can get gas like power with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower for just $329. With a runtime of nearly an hour, it's the perfect mower to tackle your half-acre lawn without a trip to the gas station. Just push and mow. Your grass won't wait, so buy it online and pick it up in-store to get out there sooner. Get gas like power this spring with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower just $329 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.